Well, as we said in the introduction, we're going to be talking about a great event for young people down in Stamford that's coming up in just a few weeks. And I'm pleased to have a colleague in the studio who, in fact, is responsible at one point in the recent past for making sure the award-winning For the People got on the air. He is a technical master here for us at Connoisseur Media. Rich Celestin is with us. And last year, he got an idea about how to better engage young people with math and science in a fun way so that hopefully they might consider a job or working in one of the STEM science fields. Rich, thanks for joining us here in person. I never get to talk to people here in the studio. It feels really strange. I should have called you in your office and then it would have been just like normal for me. So tell me, first of all, we are going to have one of the leaders of 100 Black Men of Stamford coming on after we say farewell to you this morning. So you're kind of the opening act, the setup guy, but you're also kind of the brainchild behind the second annual STEM Fest here in Stamford. So let's start with the idea and how this all happened.
Yeah, so this is my second year actually being a part of the 100 Black Men of Stamford. And by being in this organization, you kind of see a lot of great men do a lot of great things for the community. One of them was Kurt Battles, and what he did was kind of bring up this idea of Legos and Legos building and everything like that. And to me, that seemed very fun, right? That reminded me of when I was a kid in middle school doing things for this thing called CPEP is basically like, I think it's Connecticut Preparation for Engineering. And I wanted to bring something like that to young kids in the community to actually see that this is something that they could do themselves. So I kind of, you know, got the members together, rallied the troops for the first year, and we did what we called the hackathon, now transition to the STEM Fest, because we kind of see more, we had more robotics, more programming and AI development.
And the optics are better when you say STEM Fest versus hackathon.
Yeah.
Hack always suddenly, I mean, obviously it means, to a lot of people finding a better way, being a MacGyver around some kind of thing. But STEM Fest is a really welcoming name. However, maybe a little intimidating to folks who think it's something that they can't ever really understand or attain.
Yeah, exactly. And now STEM kind of, like you said, it kind of encompasses a lot of fields. And that's actually what we wanted to do. And that's actually what we saw in the first event as well, thanks to a lot of the members in our organization who are in the STEM field. Michael Forbes, who's going to be speaking later today, Jesse Baker, Guy Fort, and so on and so forth. We have a lot of members who are in the field, in the STEM field, and we kind of wanted to introduce that to other students in the in our area, right? Because a lot of times they don't think that they themselves can get in that field. So what we wanted to do is kind of provide them the tools and assets to kind of see that anybody can get in this field, and you don't necessarily have to, you don't have to have millions of dollars or a lot of income. You just need a computer and the drive.
Yeah, imagination, right?
Yeah.
So you're an IT expert for a national radio and broadcasting and media company.
Yeah.
What was your first experience? When did you kind of start falling in love with the math or science-based stuff? Was it before you even knew you were doing something that involved math, science, engineering, physics, something like that? Or did you gravitate toward it because you just happen to be gifted in math or science?
The answer to that is I am not gifted in math and science.
There we go. Exactly the answer I was hoping for.
The funny thing is the reason I gravitated towards it is because of my uncle. he was the first, you know, engineer or IT in my family. Mm. And he had a gaming PC, and he let me have his old gaming PC when he built his new one, and I broke it completely. And that made me want to actually, and he was telling me that, if I can fix it, then I have a knack for my field.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sure, absolutely.
And so what ended up happening was
predisposition.
So what ended up happening was I ended up did fixing that PC and started playing games on it. Right. And that kind of led me down this path that I'm in now.
Right.
In programming, cybersecurity, and just, you know, actually, like you said.
Yeah. Sort of like when you take a hammer and wood and you make that first napkin holder for mom in shop class.
Exactly.
It's like you never conceived of yourself as a carpenter. And yet there's napkins and a napkin holder on your kitchen table that you gave to your mom that you made with your own hands, swinging that hammer and wielding that glue.
Yeah. That's the spark that we want to give to these kids, right?
Yeah.
Because what they don't know is, what they don't understand is that when you see someone else do something so complex, you think it's out of reach. So what we wanted to do is make it reachable for them, right? So mm-hmm. we have a lot of these companies coming out, allowing them to see that, you know, to provide them with internships, job opportunities, something that they could take home with them, projects, you know, something that they could do right then and there so yeah. that they can see that, yeah, this isn't out of reach for me. This is something I can do if I want to do it.
Mm.
If I have the ability, to do it. I just need the tools to do it.
And even if they don't want to necessarily go into it because they're also good at a number of other things, they still have kind of passed through that doorway of doubt in terms of their ability to grasp and accomplish something under that kind of formerly impenetrable STEM umbrella kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So coming up, this is May 31st. It's free. And specifically aimed for 6th to 12th graders, doesn't matter where you're from, and it's all happening at Co-Create. Tell me about Co-Create. Is that a partnership that you struck for the first year and now you're going back, or is this a new partnership?
So this is a new partnership, I would say. The first year we had it at UConn Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
This year we spoke to Co-Create, and they want us to have it there because it just fits the theme, right? They are a GE building. So, you know, General Electric, you know, they make all these different appliances and technologies and everything like that. And they have the first build, which is a makerspace.
Yeah.
So it's going to have a lot of technologies there that these kids are going to be able to go through. And the best part about it is, you don't have to pay to get in, not just to this event, but moving forward, right? Again, a big part of this is providing something that these kids can come back to,
right?
And explore. So going into Co-Create, you go to Co-Create before, after this event, you go into the first build, which is a makerspace, and create something for free. And that's the idea. We want you to continuously improve. We want you to be able to gain a skill and use that skill and improve in that skill and then become something in that field. Even if you don't want to be in STEM, it's nice to know that you can do something in STEM.
Literally a community center for creatives.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Great. So anything else that is happening? You've got a day from 10 to 4 packed with a bunch of colleagues and friends and peers who are in great part kind of local and regional STEM celebrities that are going to be coming in. You know, this you can kind of compare this to one of these events where they bring in all the baseball players or all the musicians. It's like, this is an area, much like music or sports, that may seem very foreign and unattainable to a lot of people. And this is is going to be basically nothing but fun all day long.
Yeah, 100%. There's going to be a lot of different technologies, a lot of different companies too. There's going to be drone flying, drone racing, robot, you know, you're going to be able to control robots and everything like that. And another thing is we want parents to get involved. A big part of this is having parents involved. So we have this Ethnic Online Foundation who's going to be hosting a STEM 101 for parents, basically educating parents on how to get their kids to the next level, right? A lot of it is, you know, something that I find funny is that parents might see this as, or, you know, parents might see their kids playing video games or their kids, you know, being online as a bad thing, right? But what they can do is flip it and use this as a learning experience for them, right? Yeah. We are in the 21st century, so technology is everywhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of what we're going to be teaching these parents is how to kind of get their kids to do something productive while playing video games. Maybe make their own video games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make their own videos, as in like editing and producing and things like that nature.
It's like the conversation I have all the time with folks that interact with parents who are trying to get kids interested in like Connecticut advanced manufacturing jobs. No parent wants to see their kid fail. So maybe when they hear that they want to get interested in doing something in the STEM field, maybe it's the parent who thinks, you know, I'm not sure about that because I'd hate for my kid to go there and not succeed or feel like they don't really fit because they're not math or science geniuses. But as you said, as the answer to the very first question, you're an IT professional now, and yet you were not attracted to science or technology in your younger years. So this STEM Fest Saturday, May 31st from 10 to 4 at Co-Create in Stanford is absolutely free. 6 to 12 graders will be welcome, and we'll say farewell to you till I see you in the hall in a half hour or so. And we will pick it up with programs director.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Good. Well, we'll pick it up with him on the line. And thank you, Richard Celestin, for your intro and invitation to all the kids that are listening and their parents to come out on May 31st for the free second annual STEM Fest supported by 100 Black Men of Stanford. Well, Richard did a great job talking up his experience as a relative newcomer to 100 Black Men of Stanford. But now we're bringing in Michael Forbes. He's the vice president of operations for the nonprofit. If you'd like to learn more or get engaged, it's the number 100bmos.com. Nice and simple. 100bmos.com. 100 Black Men of Stanford is part of 100 Black Men of America, a civic organization dedicated to the improvement of the quality of life in the African American community through fostering the development of young African American men and others. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. So let's start with your life journey. Tell us a little bit about yourself and when you discovered 100 Black Men of Stanford.
Thank you, John. So my background is I grew up in Queens, New York, you know, mainly with, you know, learning about, you know, various things such as life, you know, from my brothers as well as my family, you know, great time, you know, with them, you know, learning, you know, various things as them being my role models. Once I moved to Connecticut, you know, I've always looked at ways of giving back, you know, because that was one of the things I did, you know, when I was living in New York. And the 100 Black Men of Stanford is the, you know, best way to do that, because for me, you know, the our motto is what they see is what they be. And for me, it's, you know, truly that we have the opportunity to touch the lives of many kids through our scholarships, through our programs, as well as, you know, STEM Fest, which is the event that we're, you know, doing on May 31st.
Right.
It gives us the opportunity to give back to the kids as well as to educate them on the value of STEM, as well as put them in contact with STEM professionals who are very impactful within the community as well as their business.
Yeah, as we kind of talk with Richard, it's like you guys are going to pack the house with virtual like STEM celebrities in their field at one of the most STEM-friendly creative spaces, you know, anywhere in the Northeast of the United States. And it's all free, and it's all for kids, you know, 6th through 12th grade. We hope that folks will come from all over to this STEM Fest, the second one that's happening at Co-Create down on John Street in Stamford. All the information, once again, is right there as soon as you go to the homepage, 100bmos.com. So, Michael, how long have you been with the organization?
I've been with the organization for 9 years.
So when you look at the four pillars about the 100, mentorship, education, health and wellness, and economic development, you know, we've already kind of covered a little bit of how you're trying to educate. Have you been involved either prior to or since you become involved with 100 BMOS, I'm sorry, have you been involved in one-on-one mentoring?
I have, you know, both, you know, with meeting with kids who are interested in my career, because I am, you know, a technologist, I do cybersecurity. So there are a lot of kids or even young adults who have reached out to me and stated that they, you know, would like to learn much more about this as a career. And, you know, and mentioning to them, you know, how I've, you know, grown into this career, the path that I've decided in terms of education, as well as, you know, the path that I've taken within my career, it's, you know, helped them a lot to understand what things that they need to do in their lives to achieve as they get to the job force. Mm. And for me, it's very helpful because it's just being able to, again, give back to the kids and make sure that they see, you know, someone who's made it in the career and being able to give back to them to make sure that they're also successful. Mm.
And may I impose to ask you what your career is?
I'm in cybersecurity currently. I've have over 25 years within information technology space.
Oh, okay. Great.
So it's just been, you know, a great career and just, you know, love being able to share my career experience and, you know, life with the kids.
Yeah. Well, it's also important, and I think you mentioned a very important thing that got snuck in there and we want to expand upon for just a minute or two. And that is, as part of your mentorship, you were helping to orient young people toward the workforce and maybe making the best choices or the right decisions. And that really not only fits in with mentorship, but another pillar of the 100 movement, and that is economic development. Is that something that 100 Black Men of Stamford is engaged in Southern Fairfield County much more than just sort of helping people understand what workforce opportunities are there?
Yes. As a matter of fact, every week on Tuesdays, we have a stock market game that we do for middle school students at two different schools in Stamford. So it's definitely economic empowerment is definitely what we're trying to do to instill that at a young age, to provide education to kids on how to be, you know, within, you know, looking at stocks that mm-hmm. are out there that are relevant to not only to them, at, you know, looking at certain things that they believe in, but how to invest in these particular organizations and corporations. Yeah. So it's very impactful for them. You know, the kids who and the members who participate in the stock market program, you know, they love doing that and also being able to see how the kids gravitate to learning this particular stock and investments.
Yeah, yeah. And the final pillar of the 100 movement is health and wellness. Can you talk a little bit about how 100 Black Men of Stamford is engaged in the health and wellness aspect of the movement?
Yes. So we have various doctors within our or a member of the 100 Black Men of Stamford. They are engaged by, you know, participating with Stamford Hospital and having various programs. We've worked with Jack and Jill for their fair where they provide medication and also education for kids related to careers such as medicine and surgeries and dentistry. Hmm. So we have different fairs where we provide assistance to other organizations, as well as we partner with corporations such as Stanford Hospital in order to make sure that kids understand, you know, the value of health and wellness.
Very good. Well, I'm sure in speaking with you and Richard that 100 Black Men of Stanford doesn't have nearly enough partners and members. And we hope that folks that are listening will consider if they are inclined to participate in the mentorship, education, health and wellness, and economic development initiatives that 100 Black Men of Stanford are backing. But more importantly, we're looking for parents and their kids in between 6th and 12th grade to join all the fine folks like Richard and Michael and the 100 Black Men of Stanford with their second annual STEM Fest. It's happening on May 31st, all free, all day at Co-Create on John Street in Stanford. There's a breakout STEM 101 for parents supported by Ethnic Online Foundation, and you can get in on all the activities by registering or learn more about 100 Black Men of Stanford and their second annual STEM Fest by visiting the number 100bmos.com. And I want to thank Richard Celestin, my co-worker here at Connoisseur Media, and Michael Forbes, the Vice President of Operations, for kicking off our Easter morning program. Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning. Happy Easter.
Thank you as well. Happy Easter, John. Thank you.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.